drove them through where they protruded through to the underside about 4 or 5 inches. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted a smooth row on the back, they then attached a board on the back about, say, 2/3 the width of the length of the spikes underneath the bed hair to level off the row on the back as you went over. The tines in there was to break up the clods and push the trash off in the water fur and things of that kind.
Push the trash off
into the water fur.
What's the water fur?
That is the fur between the rows. Mm-hmm. Some called it the middle. Mm-hmm. But really, the water fur is the proper name for it. But very often you heard it called the middle.
Uh-huh. Do you know when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for that horse that walks in that fur or in the middle? Do you have your lead horse or nigh horse or anything like that?
Generally, if you had a lead horse, the lead horses were used in a team of more than one section. In other words, you maybe had two abreast, mm-hmm. and then you had two in front of them mm-hmm. abreast. And maybe on in front of them you might have one mm-hmm. horse. That was pulling. That would be called a lead horse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if you wanted to get the brush and trees off your land, you'd say you had to...
clear a new ground.
Okay. And if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say we raised a big...
big crop of corn.
Okay. What would you call a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway that year?
A crop of weeds.
Okay.
Or a volunteer crop.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of grass that would grow up in the cotton field where you don't want it?
Well, if it was weeds, a lot of it was called careless weed. Mm-hmm. Some of it was called pigweed. Some of it was called cuckleburrs. And the grasses, it was bull grass mm-hmm. and crab grass was most common mm-hmm. two grasses we had here. There is, once in a while, a person would get a little Johnson grass. Mm-hmm. And when you got some Johnson grass, you went to work right away to try to get rid of it because it mm-hmm. began to spread, and after a while, your farm wouldn't be worth anything on account of the Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm. What about when you're working cotton, you get out there with the hoe and you sort of thin the cotton out?
Scrape the cotton.
Uh-huh. What other kind of work would you do besides scraping cotton?
Well, first you'd side harrow that cotton. Mm-hmm. Then you come back and scrape the cotton. Mm-hmm. Then behind that you use what we call run around the cotton. We used a sweep mm-hmm. on a combination stock. Mm-hmm. And you'd make a fur right up close to that cotton on each side and put it up on a little hill, mm-hmm. as which also left a little hill in the water fur or in the middle. Mm-hmm. Then you'd come back after that and begin to work this dirt back from the middle back to the cotton mm-hmm. with sweeps and cultivators and things of that kind.
Was that the middle buster?
No. The middle buster... it's what we used after you went in to break your land. Most of the land was left in rows from the crop the year before. Mm-hmm. Lay there through the winter like that. In the spring, you'd go in first with your turning plow, and what we call two-furring.